The views presented in this podcast do not represent our real-life opinions or views. We are portraying fictional characters for a school project. Hello, my name is Makaya Eastman, and welcome to Smooth Criminal. Today we have Ava Draymond with us. Ava Draymond is known as the arsonist, and today we'll be getting an inside look at her life to gain a better understanding as to why she committed the crime she did. So, some people want to be a teacher or a firefighter when they grow up. What did you want to be?
That I haven't really decided yet, but I grew up as a freedom fighter and to fight corruption and to just make things right in the world.
Professors and experts at Lehigh University say that 70% of criminals come from broken homes. Does this statistic apply to you?
Actually, I disagree with that statistic. It does not apply to me at all because I think I was brought up in a put-together home. I was just living with my mother who taught me the morals of being a good arsonist and to do things that are right.
What was your childhood like?
I always felt like I was living in a box. I always felt trapped because I was constantly being watched. We were constantly being listened to. And I remember from my childhood that there would be listening devices in our houses, and every time I entered the house, we would be blaring music just to tune it out. And we always had the government listening, and it was just terrible because we were all living in a bad world.
I understand that you lost your parents at a very young age. Do you recall how you felt and what you feel towards them now?
I'm still very livid at the fact that they're gone. They did not deserve to be taken away from me because they're the people that looked out for me all the time. And we were just trying to flee. We were trying to get away from the Berlin Wall, and they were just separating people from each other. And I just couldn't take it anymore. The look as I looked at my father getting shot in the head, it was just terrifying to me.
Well, are you mad at the world or the people that the world took from you?
I'm mad at both, actually. I don't know, like, why did it have to be me? Why me out of all people? At what time did the world just have to say, oh, let me take your parents away from you? I'm also mad at the people that took my parents away from me because the Stasi government, Chief Werner, all those people, they don't know what they're doing. I truly believe that they don't know what they're doing, that they're just killing people off with their hands and for the innocent crimes that they committed.
The views presented in this podcast do not represent our real-life opinions or views. We are portraying fictional characters for a school project. Can you explain to me why you committed these crimes?
Well, the people on TV see me as a teenager that didn't know what they were doing, but I knew what I was doing. I definitely did. I grew up, my mother, one day she went to a government building on fire, and I just asked her why. Why would you do that? Because now the Stasi government would be on our backs. So she said, we are not like them, Ava. Whenever they defile your name, lock you in darkness, do bad things to you, become an arsonist, light that fire inside you, so that when they try to do it to someone else, they won't do it again. And I was just like, at that point, I thought she was crazy. But now, taking it in, I realize that what I'm doing is good. And to add on, I was lighting these fires to show people, to raise awareness, not for killing people, just to show the corruption in the world. And during this time that I lived in, it was just terrible what people had to go through. I was the voice of the people that couldn't speak, and for the children and the families that were kept away from each other.
You didn't expect to get caught, did you?
I mean, a fire is a fire. It's like magic. It's just a light. I mean, you can't not see a fire. So I guess I knew I was going to get caught. But if I, like now, I mean, I'm caught right now. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. But honestly, I'm not upset at it because I'm glad that I was able to tear down the Berlin Wall and that families are put together, because I might be a criminal, but at the same time, I was a hero for these children and the people that didn't have a voice. And yeah.
I know you're being charged / convicted of arson, but are there any more crimes you committed that the media doesn't know of?
No, just those two crimes I did. The burning of a mental facility and almost I attempted to burn down a Stasi government building.
Did you feel guilty or sympathetic when you burned down these buildings?
No. Yes and no. I didn't feel guilty because I was doing something right deep down, but luckily, thankfully, no lives were lost. I wasn't trying to kill people, and actually, it's not likely that when you light a building on fire that people get killed because they're able to escape. So, thankfully for that, I didn't lose the lives of other people.
So, you said that it's not likely that people are to die when a building is lit on fire, but are we not going to take into account the Chicago fire that happened, the Twin Towers when the building was burning down, or is just that just something that you don't think could ever happen because you feel like you're too careful or you just aren't considerate enough towards other people's lives?
I think I'm actually a very considerate person. I said luckily that those lives are lost. That was not my plan to. And the Chicago fire was something that happened on accident, not on purpose. I planned out my fire. So I didn't just go doing destruction, being blunt with it. I had very careful plans to what I was doing.
But same thing with the Twin Towers. Were they not planned out?
Ma'am, I am not a terrorist. I'm doing things for the good of other people, to be the voice of the people that couldn't speak.
But arson is a crime against society, is it not? So don't you realize that that is a felony? And when you do that, you're putting other people's lives in danger. And considering that this was premeditated, this is something that you're going to go to jail for a long time.
Yes, I know I'm going to jail, and I know what I did. Could have been resolved in a better way, but at that time, no one was fighting for it, so I decided that someone has to rise up and something has to be done.
So you say fighting for it, but I feel like the way that you fight is with too much anger, and it's not something that people really feel is effective because you're fighting anger with anger, but it doesn't have an outcome of peace.
My mother told me to fight terror with terror and eye for an eye, and what I did actually was very effective because it did tear down the Berlin Wall and it put families together. People were released from jail, and even the Stasi, the person that locked me up and my mother, I realized that what they were doing was wrong and the corruption that they were leading was wrong.
But when you say corruption, are you not corrupting your own society also? And your mother told you to fight terror with terror and eye for an eye, but where's your mother now?
She's actually with me right now in my house while I'm here. And can you repeat the question? I forgot the second part of the question.
I said that you talk about corruption, but aren't you corrupting your society?
Actually, I stopped using fire to use my voice because my grandmother told me that you can burn down an idea without being destructive. So yes, I do realize what I did was wrong, and I do apologize, but at that moment it was just something that had to be done.
During all of this, you never mentioned your mother. So what was she when you were burning down the buildings?
She was in jail because while we were trying to flee, while my dad got shot in the head, she was taken to jail. But because when I released my diary of what happened during that time, the Berlin Wall got torn down and we finally met together again.
So you released your diary and the Berlin Wall got torn down because of that? Got torn down because of that? Or was it another cause?
It got torn because of that, because it revealed the corruption and what people were doing behind the backs of other people, because most people out there were being naive, or they just weren't aware of what was going on.
Okay. Thank you. If given the chance to turn back time, would you do it again?
Yes, I would. Actually, no, I wouldn't, because the past is in the past. And yes, my actions were wrong, you could say, because I really didn't know how to do what I did, but it was just at that time. And yes.
The views presented in this podcast do not represent our real-life opinions or views. We are portraying fictional characters for a school project. Thank you for listening to Smooth Criminal, and I hope you tune back in.